March 19th, 2003. For the second time in a dozen years, an American-led coalition launches a war against Iraq. Cruise missiles and precision-guided bombs are aimed at Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein near the capital, Baghdad. President George W. Bush tells the American people,
"The people of the United States and their friends and allies will not live at the mercy of an outlaw regime that threatens the peace with weapons of mass murder."
1987. Televangelist Jim Baker quits as head of his PTL ministry. He steps down amid a sex and money scandal involving Jessica Hahn, a former church secretary. Baker later serves 5 years in federal prison for using his TV show to defraud his followers. 1931. Nevada legalizes casino gambling, a move that puts Las Vegas on the map as America's gambling capital. And 1962.
Rambling out of the Wild West, leaving the towns I love the best. Thought I'd seen some ups and downs till I come into New York town.
Bob Dylan's self-titled debut album is released. The singer-songwriter is just 20 years old at the time. Today in history, March 19th, Ross Simpson, The Associated Press.